This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Ooh, do the headphones sound kind of weird?
No.
Okay. Maybe it's just me. How are you?
Good. Tired. Over it. Just one of those days yesterday.
Whew. Just one of them days.
I got a call. I went and ran at the beach because it was cooler there.
Yeah.
And I got a call. I don't know. I was headed home. It's 4:30 or almost 5. And the missus goes, "We don't have any gas."
Gas?
Gas?
The gas. The gas that the
like PG&E
turn on the
stove?
Gas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I go, "I don't know why you're, what are you? I can't fix.
I paid that bill."
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm on the road. What? And she's all, "I think the fence guys must have turned it off."
Oh my God.
But it turns out, after the stress of figuring, you know, "Oh my God, we have no gas." We call the guy. He's like, "I'm on my way." "No, my guys didn't touch the gas, but I'm coming out. I'm there." Like, he was awesome.
And did he figure it out?
He didn't figure it out, but our neighbor walking by, I'm starting to go like, okay, we would see or smell gas.
Right.
We would see bubbles in the water. They had dug some holes and there was water put in there on purpose for that reason.
Right.
And so we're like, maybe the neighborhood's off.
Oh.
Like, duh, right?
Mm-hmm. And is that...
The coincidence would be ridiculously, you know...
But then hopefully you would have got a text message.
Yeah, some kind of
or a phone
alert.
Call. They say, you know, when something
sure.
goes on in the neighborhood, they usually do that.
But at this point, we got no gas and we can't find a leak. What could it be?
Yikes.
It turns out, because my neighbor goes, "Well, did you check the earthquake valve?" And we're all, "What?" And he goes, "These houses were built by, and PG&E put in. If there's an earthquake, the gas turns off."
Oh.
So the guys must have nicked the line, touched it, moved it, jarred it. They didn't break it, rupture it, but just touching it turns the whole gas to the house off.
So is that what it was? Just
yeah.
a simple reset?
He walks in, he goes, "You got a screwdriver?" And I go, "Yes."
"Which one?"
"Why, yes, I do."
And he just turns this little... "Okay,
and then boom.
Go check your gas. I'm... on."
Funny.
But I mean, for an hour, the
scratching
whole
your
time,
mm-hmm.
I'm going, "The Warriors are on."
Oh no.
"You guys, the Warriors are going to be on in 15 more minutes."
What time did the game start last night?
6.
Oh.
This was at 5 leading to 6, and the whole countdown, and even my fence guy.
He wanted to go watch
oh,
a game.
Oh, he
too,
goes,
I'm sure.
"Dude,
I'm going to sit here and watch it with you."
No, as soon as we got it on, he's like, "I got to go."
Yeah.
"The Warriors are on." I go, "I know." Yes, right.
I'm
so anyway,
fully
it was just one of those things where, you know this. By 6 o'clock, you're like, "Okay, guys, I got to shower. I got to get ready for bed."
I actually get scared when things happen later in the day.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm like, I need to be calm.
Yeah.
Settled. All
business
my
hours
all my
have ended.
Chores have been done. I'm ready for getting up the next morning, and I just want to be angled toward the bedroom.
Like, this plane is coming down for a landing in 2 hours, and it needs to be calm enough for that landing by then, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I was dealing with at 6, and I was just like... And then the missus goes, "All right, well, let's just go out to dinner because it's late now." I'm like, "No,
yeah,
the
no.
game, what?
We're not going out. You
can
guys
go.
Go,
we'll
go
order
ahead.
Pizza."
Well, that's they went out to sushi.
Oh, they did?
And I just made macaroni. I'm like, "Okay, well, I'm going to have carbs. Here we go."
Yeah.
Whatever.
Screw it.
So I made macaroni and watched the game.
You know, yesterday I got a special invitation in the mail, and I was...
What was it?
It was an invitation to somebody's wedding.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But I thought that I had already said I would said.
I think that was the save to date thing.
Oh.
You know, then they send the the hard invitations.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was just super surprised because it's only a couple weeks away.
Yeah.
I was fully planning on being there.
I don't.
Did they forget me?
I was sent days ago to collect certain addresses.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh. I guess we'll have to. You got it yesterday? I'll have to check. Well, I'll have John check the mail.
Was that via email or?
No, I was sent.
I got a text.
I was sent a sticky note on my briefcase.
Yeah.
Oh.
That said, get these addresses, and I have so far failed my job.
Oh.
But you're one of them.
I thought you looked at me like I failed.
You're the other one of them.
Who, Vaughn? Oh, yeah.
Vonda? Vonda Wizard.
So I need those addresses, boys, because
Ruh-roh.
Those things got to go out.
Yeah, well, I don't know what needs to happen.
Yeah.
I know. The last thing I was involved in was the DJ meeting, and I was like, oh, my God.
Well, here's the one I'm thinking, guys.
This is so
I'm going to play We Will Rock You as you're exiting the church.
Not for me,
that'll
but
be good.
Okay.
And for your first dance, I'm thinking, wonderful tonight. What do you think about that? And I'll tell everyone when it's time to eat cake.
Let me press this button. Hold on.
Welcome to Vinny's wedding. It's going to be a great time tonight, everybody. Sit down, enjoy yourselves. Eat,
you know what's funny?
Drink, be
you
want to
hear something so stupid?
Yes.
This just exactly goes like right that. Along with some of the things I've already expressed to you. So we're talking about songs, and one of my favorite sort of heartfelt songs of all time is the cover of Over the Rainbow by that Hawaiian guy. Mm. I just love it.
Oh, what's his name?
Me too. I love him.
Israel. I have no idea.
Yeah, Israel. He passed away, no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A while ago.
Yeah.
But they're talking about songs that mean something. I'm over in the corner looking at stuff because I can't bear to be part. Anyway, I'm like, I'll just look at stuff. I pull that song up and I'm starting to choke up just listening to him sing.
My God.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, we can't use this. I can't even get through
it. You're already
going to
be on the edge all day.
This guy is, you just, I don't know.
Phenom, yeah.
Have you ever listened to him while you're in Hawaii?
It's just so sweet.
It's so perfect.
Tender.
Yep. Anyway, we don't need to listen. I'm just.
We can't,
though.
It's so pretty,
though.
Yeah, he nailed it.
The little
and it's like,
so crispy.
I know. It's it stays true to the song, but also he makes it his own at the same time.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's like a mashup with A Wonderful World, isn't it? What a wonderful world it would be.
Oh wow, I was looking up his last name and I cannot say it.
Try it.
Kamakawiwole.
Kamakawiwole. I just call him Israel.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, too.
Probably not. I'm sure you got that part.
Oh, shucks. He died all the way in 97.
I think he was in his 30s, but he was also extremely obese.
Morbidly obese.
So.
Yeah.
So sad.
Anyway, that was just one of those moments where I went,
I'm already crying.
Oh,
this
God.
What has happened to you, Vinny?
I don't know, but I really do love that song. I just don't know that it'll be used for anything.
Should. It's probably the only song you contributed.
That would be really pretty. I think you should use it.
I don't know. Anyway, there you,
you
go.
Dance with your little girls.
She seems she's taking requests, though, right, about songs and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah send whatever.
Oh.
So anyway.
Oh, so we can't make requests, like, on the dance floor?
Oh, the guy's probably got it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I want to be all, I want to be there! Yeah!
Usually wants Old Town Road.
All right. Can I request that? Better learn that dance. Where's Michelle when I need her? I need her to teach me that dance.
You need to do some twerking in that one.
I'm going to have to do an outfit change, I guess.
Got to get you some chaps.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Take down my gown.
Little,
right. Pull my little shorty shorts out.
This should be a fun one.
I better talk to your wife this weekend when I see her. Is it going to be okay if...
She wants a party.
Ooh,
I'm telling you, we could have had a much better party if we would have skipped the wedding part of it and just threw the party.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Have all the people you love over and cook them each a burger.
Uh-huh. We're not picky. We'll eat anything.
Right.
Anyway, so the Warriors lost.
They did.
Ooh, I'm so sorry about it.
Are you?
You guys must be feeling.
And you know what?
Bad.
We were in that game. I mean, at the end, they ran away with it right there at the end. But with 7 minutes left, I was thinking, there's like we were 8 points back, and I thought, oh my God, they just might do it. But as you get to about 5 minutes. They're still too far down, and you can just sort of play it out and go, they're not going to do it. They can't do it.
You know what? It's the finals. It's competitive. It's good that there's a challenge.
Sure.
You know, you don't want them to.
Well, we were missing two of our best players, so that's.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. He can pull it on his own.
Where were they?
Alden goes, the guy's name is Israel with his last name, or they call him, because Alden's from Hawaii. Or Brudda Is.
Brudda Is?
Brudda Is.
Oh. Vinny, I'm going to hand you this social media poster and tell me if you saw it. Or posting.
Oh. Some kind of social media posting? I wonder, you know, I'm actually going to start the celebrity trash with...
Mayor
you know how,
is upset.
Oh no, what's the matter?
For bridge mistake. No, I did not see this.
There's a bridge mistake?
So whoever posts for the Raptors,
Golden Gate.
Exactly, they said, is the post right there? It said something like, we crossing the bridge, we ready for you, something like that.
Ready,
and then it,
cross the bridge, ready for battle.
Yeah, so.
And they put the wrong bridge
up. They put the wrong bridge. And that's the big thing. Like, Bay Area's going wild. Like, what? That's a Golden Gate. Y'all don't even know where you're going.
Oh, well, we haven't been here before. Sorry about it.
Well.
Give us a break, eh? You know we'd give you one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, one of the bridges is iconic and the other one isn't.
I mean, it's sort of like we can go, but on the other hand, you're like, come on.
But the logo bridge is the new one.
Uh-huh.
And
right, that's true.
Yeah, you would think that they, I don't know, I have only been on the new bridge, which isn't new anymore. What is it, 5 years old?
Oh, gosh.
Is
maybe.
It 5 years old already? My
it
God.
Might be.
I bet it's 5 years old and I've only been on it 2 to 3 times.
Mm.
And I never see it because you can only catch a glimpse of it from certain angles where I'm driving.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in this city every day, but I just don't see that part of the bridge, the one that's their
on the
logo.
Far side of the
right.
It is
right.
Pretty.
2013.
Once you get there.
Wow.
Yeah, so 5 years.
Nine years.
Going on 9 years. It is pretty. But,
that's
I mean,
crazy.
Come on, nothing matches the Golden Gate.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we came down from the north, eh? So we
crossed
the Golden Gate Bridge.
Really? Y'all went the long way?
We took the long
way. Well, they did stay in San Francisco.
Yeah, we did do that.
Yeah, there was some protesters
we crossed the bridge, and all kinds of stuff
at the hotel.
Oh, really? Protesting
yeah. I forgot. Just,
Canadians?
You know, bleep you.
We're nice people.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I forgot what
just
hotel
Warriors
it was.
Fans.
I totally forgot, yeah.
Whatever. It's fun. It should all be in fun.
Yes.
So let's hope that's what they're up to.
Yeah.
Anyway, we lost. So next game.
Tomorrow? Friday?
I kept thinking they were going to throw.
I think it's Friday.
I don't have. I'll let you know in the news.
I have the kids working on it. I believe it's Friday, though.
I drove under the Salesforce Transit Center yesterday for the first time.
Oh.
First time ever. You know, that's been.
And it's done.
It is. The trees on top. Are getting enormous.
Well,
I mean, we haven't been using it for quite a while, but it does seem like that was sort of freshly planted. I remember those being like little, they looked like little saplings, and now I'm like, holy crap, there's a forest up there. But it was cool. Like, there was no construction on that stretch. I haven't been on that. If I have to go south, I usually just take the Embarcadero just to avoid all of that. But man, I was like, oh, look at this. Eh?
That's the way I used to go home when I in 08,
yeah,
and shortly after that,
they started
the construction. And
how do you normally go home? Do you take the
Embarcadero?
I just
take Embarcadero. I
just sit on it and wait.
It's just the way to go.
Just the whole snaking around.
Just get through it.
I'm less likely to get in an accident if I just stay on the path.
Yep.
And stay out of the lane where Ubers will stop.
Right.
And just go.
There you go, Vinny. That's what I do.
Go stop.
Well, my GPS took me down that way, and I went, oh, they must know. So I followed the directions, and I was like, oh, my God. So it's like there's no cones. There's no merging lanes. There's no dudes walking around in hard hats. It was amazing. Yeah. Drove right under it. I'm like, oh, ooh, look at that.
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah. It's just, nice that it's finally not broken anymore.
And that's just part of it. It goes for blocks.
Right. Right. I'm talking just about the part where you're on, I don't know, what does battery turn into right there?
First. Isn't it first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I went down to Tandy Leather, met up with Bryn. We had a little IHOP action.
Did you get pancakes?
She got pancakes.
I got pancakes.
I had a tiny bit of it.
Yeah. You didn't eat much of it.
A lot of carbs in that. So I was trying to hold back. I had a couple bites.
Yeah. Chowed some eggs and picked out some leather.
Ended up going home and making bacon and eggs. I'm like,
should have just stopped by.
You should have just come with us. You know my thing. I like to stay straight and go home. So I went home like, oh, man, I can make pancakes. No, I'll just have some bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I know. Yeah. God.
And a tortilla.
Oh, you put it in a tortilla?
I don't put it in. Oh. I scoop it up with a tortilla.
That's what you have for your bread?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Oh. I'm Mexican, girl. What you want?
You should make a wrap out of that.
I would if I was making a burrito, Sarah.
Oh, I see. A breakfast burrito.
Yeah, with the scrambled eggs, but with the over easy eggs, I scoop it up.
I see. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, we all have our methods.
We sure do.
I wrap things up.
Well, you know.
Make it into a wrap.
Yeah, you're a white girl, so we get it.
I was so bummed. Did anybody watch Handmaid's Tale?
No, I don't have it.
I'm still in the second season, so I don't want to.
Was it on Netflix, Hulu?
Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
Why are you bummed?
Well, because John has a softball game last night and tonight, so I have to sit and wait. I hope I don't hear any spoilers.
Oh, you can't watch it without him?
No, I want to watch it with him. We watch it together. It's one of our shows, you know.
So you didn't see it last night?
No.
Okay, so I'll hold back anything I see
from
Handmaid.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Oh. Just write spoilers, Sarah. Be very careful.
I better catch up fast now.
Damn it. Awesome. I know. You got to get on the stick.
Well, anyway. that's good that your schedules are normally lined up enough. We don't even try to do that.
Yeah.
We just can't. She's up late. I'm in bed early. There's no line in shows up.
Yeah. On the weekends, do you guys have a show that you're watching together? Or?
No.
Oh.
Just try. We'll start. But then she can mow through at from 9 to 11. She's mowing through shows and I'm down to sleep.
Isn't it funny the amount of TV consumption we're doing these days? It's crazy. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.